92. Psalm 92. Text is verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 92. Let's read the whole chapter entitled The Psalm or Song for the Sabbath Day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn, shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire upon mine enemies. Mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Thanksgiving is a familiar idea to us. However, because of its familiarity, we might underestimate the significance of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is familiar to us because not only because it is the day upon which we celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving, and we're reminded of that. But Thanksgiving is familiar to us, especially as Reformed believers, for that should be the attitude of our entire life. Think about the last section of the Heidelberg Catechism. Why should we pray? Why should we obey God's law? Why do any good work? Not to earn salvation, we insist, but to give thanks to God. This topic of thanksgiving is repeated in our circles. It's something that is very familiar to us. It's not merely something we say, thanks. We know very well thanksgiving is something we should have inside as an attitude of our hearts and should produce actions or obedience of thanks. Familiar to us, but yes, we have to ask that difficult question, not difficult to answer, but difficult because it makes us feel guilty. Do you give thanks? And do you give thanks always? For you know, thanksgiving is the life of a believer. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The idea of giving thanks is familiar, yet the idea of giving thanks is often forgotten. And it's not done always as much as we should. The idea of giving thanks all the time is in our text as well. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, we read, and thy faithfulness every night in verse 2. And the meaning of that is that there ought to be a thanks from morning through evening, all day, every day, so that all the complaining is put aside, and the pouting and the discontentment and the anger and bitterness we have towards God and one another, and the negativity and the overly critical mindset and everything. Called give thanks, not only on a Thanksgiving day, but every day is good. You read, it is good to do this. Consider with me good to give thanks. Help us in our desire to give thanks today and every day. Consider good to give thanks. First, the goodness of thanksgiving. Second, the reason for this thanksgiving. And then finally, the manner of our thanksgiving. Some practical applications from this text. First, the goodness of thanksgiving. That's what our text shows us. It is good to give thanks unto our God. And the text intentionally leaves that word good generally to speak of a general goodness. And so we can say at the start that it is good in every sense, in any sense, it is good to give thanks to God. And now consider with me this morning two categories of how this is good. Two categories of how it's good to give thanks to God. First, it is good in the sight of God. And then the second category, it's good for us. But first, thanksgiving is good in the sight of God or to God. It is good to God in this sense. It is good in the sense that it is right. It is ethical. It is what God commands in His law. You see, every person in this whole world, both elect and reprobate alike, stand before God, the judge, and they have the obligation to do what is right. What's that? To give thanks to the Creator God. And if anyone, elect or reprobate, does not give thanks to God, then he does what is bad rather than what is good. For God created everyone. God in His providence gives to everyone, elect and reprobate alike, many things on this earth. Physical life, a body, a soul with mental faculties, talents, food and drink, money, of all kinds of earthly things. America today enjoys many good gifts from God. To some He gives more, true. To some He gives less. But to all He gives, it is only right, it is good, that all give thanks. Yet we know that the response of mankind today, even on a national Thanksgiving Day, is Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Mankind knows it's the God of heaven above who gives. He knows it. He sees it. He sees God in creation. But mankind does not what is good, what is evil. They thank other people, perhaps. Today, they thank themselves, perhaps. Today, and they might even say thanks to God, but in their hearts, they will not thank God. The question is, what about you? You who say you are elect. You who say you have been saved by Christ and been given the Holy Spirit. You who say that, yes, God gives me all things on this earth for my good. You whom God has not only created, but whom God has saved. You who God gives, to whom God gives everything in His love, in His grace, unlike how He gives it to the ungodly in this world. Because you say there is no common grace. He has given you Christ. He has given you treasures exceeding more abundantly than the unbeliever. Now do you do this good work of giving thanks? It is good. It is right. You're obligated to it. See, if we are not thankful from the heart today, we need to know that it is not good. In fact, it is worse for us as believers. Think about this, people of God. It is worse for us as believers not to give thanks than it is for the reprobate not to give thanks. Because we've received more. They haven't received salvation, have they? We have. We have. It is more evil of us not to give thanks. It is good. It is right before God to give thanks. Good to God not only means right or ethical, according to what He says we must do, but here's the beauty of it. It is good to give thanks. Good to God, in this sense, it's His delight. It's not only the right thing to do, it is God's delight. Children, think of it this way. You might meet someone in the government, like a policeman who upholds the laws of the land. He might say about you today, if you walk up to him, you are good. You're good in the sense that you didn't break the law. You did what was right. But it's different, isn't it? If your parents find out that you didn't break the rules at school, but you obeyed the teacher, you did what was right. You worked hard. to your parents, unlike to the policeman, to your parents, they would say, not only is it right, that is our delight. We enjoy it when you do this. And now think about God. To God, our thanksgiving is not only good in the sense of right. He doesn't say, as a judge in heaven merely, that's right. Precious, precious is this. That is my delight, he says. That is what I enjoy. That is pleasurable to me. This is mysterious and wonderful that he would take such pleasure in puny, sinful creatures like us who don't even do this thanksgiving perfectly. But that's what he says. Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. This was the psalm that we read in our scripture reading this morning. For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant. And we might think, first of all, it's pleasant to us, and that's true, but it's pleasant to God. And it's comely, meaning it's beautiful to God. When he hears us, give him thanks. For the child of God who understands this, truly understands this, this is all the motivation he or she needs. If this delights God, why am I not doing this all the time? I'm going to live in thanks. This is good to God because it's right and has a delight. Now, it's not only good before God. The second category of how it's good, consider this, that it's good for us. It's good for us. It's beneficial for us. Giving thanks to God is for our spiritual good. God never commands us to do anything that is not for our good. And we might feel at times that, why do we have to do this? Or why do we have to do that? Why do we have to withhold ourselves or refrain ourselves from doing this one? It doesn't seem good, but you better believe God. It's for our good. It really is. For our spiritual good especially. Yes, also for our physical, our mental, our social, our emotional welfare also, so often. Think about it. It's for our physical and mental good. A person who is rarely thankful, who is always negative, who is always being critical, who is always thinking depressingly, will be depressed, will be full of bitterness and prone to addictions and psychological issues and even physical sickness and ulcers and an unhealthy appearance even. That's the result of an unthankful attitude. Ingratitude is unhealthy. Think of it this way. Socially speaking even. Do you want to be with someone who is never thankful? That's not pleasant. It is for our good that we're thankful. But more important, most important, is that always, even if thankfulness is not for our physical, mental, social, and sometimes it isn't, for those goods on this earth, it is always for our spiritual good. That's what the text means. It is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto our God. Good for our life. If prayer is the chief part of thankfulness, and we are regularly and frequently giving thanks to God in prayer, it's going to be good spiritually for you, isn't it? It helps our anxiety. Philippians 4 verse 6 is familiar to us. Be careful for nothing, meaning don't worry, be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the promises that God will give, that peace that passeth understanding, a familiar text to us. Often when we come to this passage, we think that prayer is what will bring peace. And that's true. God will use prayer as a means to bring this peace and help in times of anxiety and worry. Don't forget that it's not prayer merely, but it's prayer with thanksgiving, we read. That's an essential part to the prayer that God uses to give us rest and peace that passeth understanding. Thanksgiving helps us with joy. It makes us less focused on ourselves and the self-pity, which is often our greatest problem. It makes us think outside of ourselves, what God has done, rather than inside of ourselves, where it's so dark we cannot see what we have. Think practically speaking about how thanksgiving is beneficial for us. It helps us fight pride. If we are constantly thanking God for every success, young person, for every win, for every talent that God has given us, for every strength, then we're going to remember that we don't have anything of our own. It's all from God. It'll help us with humility rather than pride. It'll help us fight our sins and our addictions. If we're thanking God for every bit of food that we eat and every bit of drink that we receive, we're going to be content rather than seeking after the gluttonous and drunkenness that we're tempted to even on this day. for genuinely thanking God for our husband, for our wife. And it will help us with our attitude toward each other, to love one another. For genuinely thanking God for what we have, it will help us with our fight against covetousness. Black Friday and Cyber Monday tempts us. Because it's wrong, but because we can feel the covetousness in our hearts to want more and more and more. And the advertisement shouted at us, we need more, we need more. And thankfulness combats that. We don't. We have so much. We're more than enough. Thankfulness is physically, mentally, socially, especially spiritually good. It is good for you and me. But here's another brief point about Thanksgiving. It's good for us. Not only good for me. It's good for the people around me. Notice the text does not say it is good. It is a good thing for me to give thanks unto the Lord, though it means that too. And instead, it's a good thing. That includes good for others. When a father expresses thanks to God for his wife in front of his children, what's going to happen? His children are going to thank their mother. When a wife expresses thanks to God for her husband's labors before her children, a similar result will be within the family. A family of thanks. Think of the opposite. When there is nagging and complaining, then that will be the spirit, the attitude that's contagious in home, in church, in school, in every sphere of life. Because Thanksgiving is good for all those gathered around, and it's good for their spiritual health as well. Murmuring is just as contagious. Which one are you spreading? Your Thanksgiving, your attitude of thanks is good for God's people. Verse 2 explicitly says this. Show forth that thanks. Thanksgiving is not only a private matter, though it is, in your private prayers to God. Thanksgiving is supposed to be something you do before others. Not to show off to them, but to show forth your praises to God. To encourage them in their thanks with you. It is good. However, the reason to give thanks to God is not only because we realize it's good, but the reason is because of God. Our reason for thanksgiving is God Himself. I know that sounds simple, but this is profound. We're thankful to God for God because He is our God. The names in our text point to this. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Those two names show to us what is the reason for our thanks. And what is always the reason for our thanks, no matter what is happening in our life. The name Lord is Jehovah. You know that. And the name Jehovah, you should know well, is familiar to us. It's the covenant name for God. And so the reason to give thanks to God is that God is our constant abiding friend. By that name, God says, I am that I am. He says, I am and forever shall be for you and never against you. Verse 2 speak of morning and evening. Meaning is from morning through evening, every day, day by day, God says, I have and will continue to show you my loving kindness and my faithfulness. My loving kindness and faithfulness. My loving kindness every morning, my faithfulness every night. That's who God is. My steadfast love for you was there from creation, before creation. My steadfast love for you was there when I created the light, the land, the sky, the stars, the sun, the planets, the oceans, the animals, the things that you see today. When I established your church, your friends, your school, your body, everything is for you, for you, for you. And I preserve you until glory where I'll give you even more. All for Jesus' sake, because I love you through Jesus Christ, who I sent to die for you and rise for you. I am your covenant God. We say, that's why I thank God, because He is our God. This God is not only our covenant God, but He is God Most High. That's the second name in our text. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And when we think of high, we often think of locality, the location of God. And yes, in a sense, He is located high in heaven. But the point of the passage is not high in terms of location, but high in terms of power and strength and glory and honor. The degree of His power, this covenant God is most high in power, governing the entire creation, the universe, the heavens, the angels, all things for you. That's why we can say with 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, in everything give thanks. Now, the dilemma, the difficulty of the child of God has always been, perhaps on this very Thanksgiving day, it's for you. What about the sorrow? What about the bad circumstances I remember or feel right now? Isn't that supposed to hinder my Thanksgiving? How can I give thanks? I don't feel like it. Psalm 92 speaks to that. It addresses the problem of the hardships of God's people and the prosperity of the wicked. Verses 5 through 7 speak of the difficulty of God's people in their sorrows, seeing the wicked prospering. O Lord, how great are Thy works, the psalmist confesses, and Thy thoughts are very deep, meaning again that God's people can't understand why He does what He does often. A brutish man, however, knoweth not, neither that the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. God, with His deep thoughts, mysterious purposes of His plan, yes, He does give the wicked, the reprobate, prosperity often. The child of God is always, always struggling with the envy that he or she feels, because his circumstances are rarely as good as the wicked who reject God. But let us not be angry with him, beloved. Don't say you don't do this. Don't deny it right now. And I'm never angry with God. That's too bad. That's horrible. I would never do that. No. Oh God, listen, this is the struggle of the psalmist. This is the struggle of all of us. When the difficult times come upon us, our minds and our feelings go towards how the wicked have it better, or other people have it better. And we begin to, maybe not literally, with our fists, begin to get angry with God. He's unfair. He's not being righteous toward me, the psalmist says, but it's deep. His thoughts, his plans are deep, and I can't understand it. But the wicked, I know he's working all things for their destruction. And for me, a child of God, he's working all things for my salvation. I have to believe that. Especially 12 and 13, the righteous shall, the future tense, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, meaning those who are part of God's church in His family, saved, shall in the future flourish in the courts of our God. Yes, we may, we will have trial. We will have suffering on this life. Yet, promise is all this works for our spiritual flourishing in the future. He will give that to us. This is how the child of God can be thankful. He thinks about the future. He thinks about what God will do. At first, I shall spiritually flourish. I shall physically flourish in heaven, in the new heavens and the new earth. Then secondly, this Jehovah God, my God, is sovereignly working every instant in my life for that spiritual flourishing, unto that spiritual flourishing, to shape that spiritual flourishing and physical flourishing and emotional and mental flourishing in heaven. To put it simply, children, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can always thank God for God, for what He is doing for us, never against us. It is good to give thanks to God, for the simple reason that He is your God. Though anything else you may lose, and though everything else you may lose, you can't lose your God. How? What is this good kind of thanksgiving that God says is good? The manner of this thanksgiving, four brief points to close. First two have to do with when. The last two have to do with some more practical applications. The manner of thanksgiving that God says is good, the kind that you do in formal worship. That's why you're here. That's the good kind of thanksgiving. Though you may thank God in other ways, the good kind of thanksgiving that the text shows us is the kind that you do together with His church in worship, especially on the Sabbath day. The psalm, notice, has the title, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. This was a song. Psalm 92 was a song or a psalm that the people sang on the Sabbath day. Not exclusively on the Sabbath day. They sang it other days too, but especially on the Sabbath day in formal worship. And part of the reason that you read in verse 2 of a morning and an evening is because the Jews would worship God at a morning sacrifice and at an evening sacrifice. It's not foreign, you see. It's not unbiblical. This text shows us to have two worship services on a Sabbath day in the morning and in the evening. It was a habit of godly people in the Old Testament to make every Sabbath day a Thanksgiving day. It's what believers have always done the whole day, morning and evening. It's not a law. You may not make it a law. Scripture does not say it must be two services, morning and evening, no matter what, or you're breaking the Sabbath. But it was the habit of godly people and the Word of God. And if it is a good thing, consider, to give thanks to God. More, if it is the best thing you can do in your life, better than any other activity, to give thanks to God through worship, why not do it twice? Why not do it more than twice? Why not do it as much as you can? The manner we give thanks ought to be the worship, formal worship. Those who do not formally worship God are not thankful. They're not showing that. On the Sabbath day and also every day. Although we do not come to worship services every day, we can give thanks to God every day. The psalmist writes a psalm that the people sang on the Sabbath day, yes, but as we said, it was not only sung on the Sabbath day. For every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Morning and evening, sacrifices happened for the Jews every day, though not everyone attended every day. The priests had morning and evening sacrifices every day. Let God's people thank God every day. Fathers, lead your families in thanksgiving every day. Let us do what is good. It is good to give thanks to God. If He's the God that is constantly faithful, morning through evening, then we should, as much as we can, thank God constantly as He is faithful, morning through evening. Well, a couple more practical points from this passage. Manner of thanks is with singing. Worship every day with singing. In fact, the text makes thanksgiving synonymous to singing. It is a good thing, we read, to give thanks and then parallel to it, to describe it, to sing praises unto our God. If you are truly thankful, you will sing. No, you won't mumble the words quietly as quietly as you can because you think it's not cool as a young person, young adult, to sing or to get too into it, or because you feel like your voice doesn't sound so good and so you're going to keep it to yourself. But gone will be the worry of what other people think, because you remember what God thinks about it. It says delight. There's an abandonment of self. So you say, this is good. I will sing in thanks to God no matter how I sound, no matter what other people think. I will sing. That's thanksgiving. There are other ways to give thanks to God, of course. But this too, this especially. In church, we sing. In our bedrooms, we sing. In our home, we sing. And let that be a contagious thing. Let us sing. Let's sing. That scripture's manner of thanksgiving in so many different places in the Psalms and here in Psalm 92. Our culture and the church culture of today would take this away. It is taking this away. How, you ask? Well, one way is that in worship, other people do the singing for you. It's what often happens in churches. It's what's happening in the entertainment industry. Put the headphones on and you listen to other people sing for you. And in addition to that, the culture does this. It says, sing millions of other songs. And that begins to replace and displace songs of thanks to God. People of God, let's take the headphones off. Not that they're evil of themselves, but let us sing. Let us sing to God. Let us sing in praise to Him. Let us not let the worldly songs replace our songs of God, songs to God. Join your voices outside of school, outside of choir, where you're required to sing. Sing with your friends to praise the Lord. That's what music was made for. The the glory and thanks of God. Thanksgiving is the text shows. Thanksgiving is thanks singing. Finally, about the manner, do this thanksgiving. It's good in the midst of trials. This is the context in which the psalmist writes Psalm 92, as is the context for most of the psalms, written in times of trial. The wicked are prospering, and the righteous are not. God's people feel it. That's often the context, not of the psalmist, but it's the context of the child of God living on this earth. He will, she will, soon realize, if he or she has not yet realized, that this life has more trial than ease. That is often the norm. Does that mean our thanksgiving becomes less? No, people of God. That means our thanksgiving becomes more. We do it anyway, even when we do not feel like it. By faith, we look to Jesus. We look to Christ, who confirms to us, God is our God, covenant God, O Most High, who does show forth His loving kindness every morning and His faithfulness through every night. I know that by faith, though I might not feel it all the time. Along with your cries for help, along with your tears of sorrow, force out of your mouth, out of your heart, thanks, God, that is good. It's good because it's God's delight. That's good for you. It's good for your soul. Good for the souls of your loved ones. Hear you. Thank the Lord. Show forth His loving kindness in the brightest of mornings, and show forth His faithfulness in the darkest of nights. That is, God says, a good thing. Amen. Let's pray. Jehovah, our God, Most High One, we remember Thee today. We give thanks to Thee, for Thee. We belong to Thee, our covenant God. Jesus Christ, our Savior, we know that with Thee we have everything, and all things work for us. Give us faith, give us trust, give us wisdom to think on these things, and bring forth within us the strength we need, for we do not have it of ourselves. Bring forth within us the strength we need to give thanks. Help us to see it as good. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen.